It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapper. It's 66 degrees in Effingham. Weather Service indicates thunderstorms are ongoing early this morning. It'll lift across central Illinois, producing some pockets of heavy rainfall. The severe threat is low this morning. Scattered thunderstorms are expected, though, to redevelop mid-afternoon and move across central Illinois through the early evening. Some of these storms could be strong to severe, capable of producing damaging wind gusts and 1-inch hail, and an isolated tornado cannot be ruled out. So we'll do our best to keep you up to date. Double-check the forecast at the close of our look at news. Morning low, by the way, 65. Yesterday's high, 82. And we had 1.5 inches of rain here at the studios. Effingham Unit 40 school board members last night acted on the intent to issue $38 million in bonds to pay for a grades K-2 building and the intent to raise $19 million in working cash fund bonds. The vote on both was 6-1. Andrew Altman voted no. Altman said he was hoping the 1% sales tax would pass in November to help pay for the K-2 building, but doesn't want to pay for the project solely through an increase in property taxes. A couple of local residents spoke against issuing the bonds at last night's meeting. And the board then tabled any action on authorizations with Holland Construction to replacing the gym floor and bleachers at Central Grade School and renovation work at the library at Central. Also tabled was an agreement with Holland Construction to repair parking lots, an agreement with BLDD Architects for the design work on the Central project, and an agreement with Holland Construction on the Grades K-2 building. The Central school work and the parking lot work is scheduled for the summer of 2026. The items were tabled to see whether petitions will be filed in the next 30 days opposing the bonds and the working cash fund bonds. If the petitions are filed, the issuance of the bonds would go to referendum. Also Monday, Superintendent Andy Johnson said the portable classrooms to be used at Southside School arrived Monday. Johnson hopes the classrooms will be in place by July 1st. The plan is to house all second grade classes in Unit 40 at Southside. The board approved a kitchen air conditioner installation agreement for just over $12,000, approved a 21st century summer school agreement with the Effingham Park District. The agreement will allow kids in grades K through 5 to be in adventure camp at Evergreen Hollow Park this summer. It's been a highly successful program for the Park District in recent years. At the close of last night's meeting, several personnel matters addressed, and here's a look at what happened. As far as resignations, Tracy Riley resigned as the Effingham High School musical director. Kelby McCoy and Elizabeth Short as summer bridge teachers. Anna Macias as an ESY paraprofessional. Donald Kimura as a special education teacher at the junior high school. That's effective at the end of this school year that just ended. Also, John Westendorf as a custodian at the junior high. Renee Dial as a 3-hour cook at the high school. That's also as of the end of the school year. And J.C. Brockett as a paraprofessional at the junior high. These folks were employed, Lisa Beck, Jill Feldick, Rebecca Quant, and Lisa Pals, as junior high credit recovery and summer school instructors. Courtney Matthews as a high school summer school para. Also, Tia O'Dell, Victoria Shoup, and Leslie Custer as ESY paras for the summer, this coming school year. Lisa Thompson and Autumn Petticourt as K-5 summer bridge teachers. Kate Bills as a K-5 summer bridge parapro. Elizabeth Russell as a K-5 lead instructor under the 21st Century Grant summer program. Becky Doherty, Anna Macias, Callie Ort, Kenna Custer, Stacy Hollinshead, April Hardick, and Brittany Lindsay as K-5 facilitators in the 21st Century Grant program. Aaron Adams, Jelana Robison, Ryan Irvin, and Carla Greenwood as junior high and high school site supervisors under the grant program. Ryan Irvin, Carla Greenwood, Sarah Mitchell, Alexandra Estes, Jenny Wodka, Haley Brown, Jeremy Wrinkle, and Dan Walker as junior high and high school lead instructors under the grant program this summer. Brooke Bales is a special ed teacher at Southside. That's for the coming school year. Haley Denton is an English language arts teacher and yearbook sponsor at the high school for the coming school year. Amy Kep is an English language arts teacher at the junior high for the coming year. Chrissy Brown is junior high 7th grade girls basketball coach and freshman girls basketball coach. Alexandra Tuttle is a second shift custodian at the junior high. Kelly Robertson, Kelly Esker, and Jeffrey McGee is 4-hour bus drivers for the coming school year. A transfer of Jaden Olinger as a 3-hour cook at the high school for the coming year. And then a couple of coaches were reclassified. Kenny Cornell will now be the Frostsoft boys coach for the coming season. Kyle Stortzum will be the 7th grade boys basketball coach for the coming school year. And these retirements, Kevin Manty as Director of Safety and Security, Rebecca Myers as a high school English teacher as of the end of the coming school year, and Barbara Craik as a bus driver. So a lot of action last night at the Unit 40 board meeting. Also, the Effingham County Board met Monday. They voted to oppose Illinois House Bill 2827, the Homeschool Act, pending in the General Assembly. The decision came with a couple of changes in the resolution. One changed the wording in the final paragraph from infringes on to violates. The board also removed a whereas, stating that existing truancy and child welfare laws, including those enforced by truant officers and DCFS, provide mechanisms to address isolated incidences of educational neglect or abuse. It's because information was shared by two representatives of the Regional Office of Education at yesterday's meeting that they have no teeth in such situations. Another concern is that while many parents are doing well as homeschoolers, and their kids are doing well, Norbert Saltwheatle of the county board said he knows of instances, and the Regional Office of Education spokesmen know of instances where parents have pulled their kids out of school, quote, so no one comes to their door. The board was also to consider approval of ordinances governing solar energy conversion and wind energy conversion systems. Action on those two items was delayed until at least the June meeting so the ordinances can undergo further review. The board did establish a wind and solar committee to be ready when interests seek approval of wind or solar projects. Sandy Rich will chair that committee. Tim Ellis is the vice chair, and Mike Buzzard's also on that committee, and it's going to meet on an as-needed basis. Appointments were approved, including Cletus Blummer, Brian Bonoff, and Todd Wachtel to the Agricultural Area Board, Dr. Nancy Hules as county veterinarian, and Charles Brash to the Board of Review. Also, hotel motel funding was approved for three events, $2,750 for the Lake Sarah fireworks, $1,500 for Village of Dietrich fireworks, and $750 for VW Fun Fest and the downtown movie night. And the board awarded a bid for first floor renovations in the sheriff's office to low bidder Grenlow Construction of Effingham for $38,200. The Effingham City Council meets this evening. Meeting time is 5 o'clock at City Hall. They are expected to finalize a new contract with Fraternal Order of Police Labor Lodge number 209. That represents the telecommunicators, and that is to be finalized tonight. They'll also act on a resolution of economic support for the 4th of July fireworks. The city has been the major source of funding for those in recent years. They'll also look at adopting a tax increment financing housing redevelopment project. They also tonight are going to have a chance to give recognition to the recent graduates of the Citizens Police Academy. They also tonight will look at a special use permit for Storage of America. That's those mini warehouses down on South 45 that were discussed by the City Plan Commission last week. And the council also is expected to discuss the appointment of Jacob Niebergi to the city council. That won't be voted on tonight. The plan, again, is to discuss it tonight, and then they'll have a special meeting next Tuesday night, the 27th, to vote on that matter. Also, last hour I made a mistake. I talked about an accident at Louis Mach 1 yesterday afternoon, said that a woman was hit by a truck. That's not correct. two vehicles collided. And in that crash, a lady suffered a shoulder injury. That happened yesterday afternoon, so my apologies for that incorrect information. Also, big day for community support systems yesterday as they had the groundbreaking for their existing community day service building. They are going to expand that considerably. It's a 15,000 square foot addition, and we'll have some pictures from that ceremony up on the website on the local news page for you a little later today. Additionally, the Effingham County 911 Board meets today. That'll be at noon at the county office building. And EJ Water Cooperative has their monthly meeting this morning at 9 at their offices in Dietrich. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
People say I'm too serious. Those funny ads for car insurance do nothing for me. I like Erie Insurance. It's seriously good. A great rate, legendary service, accident forgiveness. Not one, but 8 reasons to switch. Woohoo! See, I can get as excited as the next guy.
Your Erie agent in Effingham is Weiss Insurance. Get a quote at 342-9777 or visit weissinsurance.com.
No regrets.
You'll never regret switching to Erie Insurance, where you'll always be treated fairly. It's easy. J.D. Power ranked us highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance purchase experience 2 years in a row. So get a quote today.
Your Erie agent in Effingham is Weiss Insurance. Get a quote at 342-9777 or visit weissinsurance.com.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Erie Insurance.
Mortgage loan rates are scary right now. We get it. So at Land of Lincoln Credit Union, for a limited time, we are offering the Lock Before You Look mortgage loan special. If you pre-qualify for our reduced mortgage loan rate, you can lock in your reduced rate for 90 days while you shop. No worrying about rising rates. For promotion details, qualifications, and restrictions, visit llcu.org. The LLCU Lock Before You Look special is available for a limited time only. Visit llcu.org today. LLCU is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
You're Catholic, you're ethical, you're charitable. So are we. Protecting Catholic families since 1882. Trust a Catholic company to protect your Catholic family. Discover what the Knights of Columbus can do for you. Knights of Columbus Insurance, the Shin office, servicing Teutopolis, Newton, Sigel, and the surrounding area. Contact Tyler Shin at 217-821-2484. Discover the difference of doing business with the Knights of Columbus, the Shin office.
A look at deaths on this Tuesday. Jill R. Kelly, 68, of Neoga, died last Wednesday, or the 7th of May, actually. A celebration of life for Jill Kelly will be this Thursday, the 22nd, at 6 p.m. That'll be at the Jewett Community Church. There will be an hour's visitation at the church from 5 to 6 on Thursday. And Barclay Funeral Chapel in Toledo is assisting. Gail E. Fisher, 85, of Effingham, died on Sunday, May 11th, and memorial services for Gail Fisher will be this Thursday morning at 11 o'clock at Centenary United Methodist Church in Effingham. There will be an hour's visitation at the church from 10 to 11 Thursday morning. Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham is assisting. Claire Louise Coker, 81, of Newton, died Saturday afternoon. Funeral services for Clara Louise Coker will be this Saturday, the 24th, at 10:30 a.m. That'll be at St. Thomas the Apostle Catholic Church in Newton. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 Friday evening at the church, and Meyer Funeral Home in Newton is assisting. Timothy R. Newland, 62, of Newton, died early Sunday morning. Funeral arrangements for Timothy Newland are pending at Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. Curtis E. or Kurt Anderson, 72, of Effingham, died this past Wednesday. The services are today, and they've changed the service time for Kurt Anderson. The service will now be at 12 noon today at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham with military rites. There is an hour visitation from 11 to noon this morning at Bauer's. Emmanuel Lee Welchel, 77, of Kinmundy, died Friday morning, and funeral services for Emmanuel Lee Welchel will be Wednesday, tomorrow at 1 p.m. That'll be at the McGriff Funeral Home, Kinmundy. And there will be a visitation time from 11 to 1 on Wednesday. Funeral services for 84-year-old James or Jim Bolin of rural Effingham will be Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Effingham. Visitation for Jim Bolin will be from 4 to 7 tonight. That'll be at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Funeral services for Bill Eichmeyer, 94, of Louisville, will be Thursday at 12 noon at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Visitation for Bill Eichmeyer will be from 11 a.m. to noon on Thursday. Funeral services for 68-year-old Catherine Prophet of rural Mattoon will be Thursday morning at 11 o'clock at Swangle O'Dell Funeral Home, Neoga. Visitation for Catherine Prophet will be from 9 to 11 a.m. Thursday. A celebration of life for Travis Ingram, 34, of Effingham, will be today. That'll be from 1 to 7 p.m. at the Effingham Event Space located inside the Trucker's Pub in Effingham, and a eulogy and open mic time will begin at 5:17 p.m. Funeral services for 91-year-old Shirley Funneman of Totopolis will be Thursday morning at 11 o'clock at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation for Shirley Funneman will be from 9:30 to 11 Thursday morning. Funeral services for Donald Williams, Jr., 71, of Effingham, will be Wednesday at 1 o'clock at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation for Donald Williams, Jr., from 11 to 1 Wednesday. Funeral services for Larry Boonerkempe, 86, of Effingham, will be today. That'll be this morning at 10:30, with a visitation before from 9:30 to 10:15 this morning in St. Clair Hall at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Totopolis, that for Larry Boonerkempe. Here's a look at our forecast. Showers and thunderstorms are likely, but mainly between 3 and 5 p.m., so maybe we're going to catch a breath and then we'll have more activity this afternoon. So showers and thunderstorms mainly between 3 and 5 p.m., then showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm after 5 p.m., but the rain chance is 70%. Mostly cloudy and a high of 78 and winds gusting close to 25 to 30 miles an hour, and maybe another quarter to a half an inch of rain today. Then tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m., then a chance of showers between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. The precip chance tonight's 40%. Mostly cloudy, low of 55, winds gusting to 20 from the west. And then Wednesday, partly sunny, with a high of 66, wind gusts close to 30 miles an hour from the west. Currently in Effingham, overcast, but maybe a hint of sun out there. And we're at 66 degrees. Again, the morning low 65, yesterday's high 82. An inch and a half of rain reported here at the studios. That's local news. I'm Greg Sapp.